Art is too important not to share. Welcome to the Allie and Callie Artcast.
Hi, I'm Allie.
And I'm Callie. And welcome to our Artcast.
Yes, and I would like to throw out a little thank you to Adam Graves at Range, who is allowing us to use his conference room to record our podcast.
It's very
really
nice.
Great. So thank you, Adam.
Yes. Thanks, Adam.
Yeah. So what's going on?
Oh, let's see. You know, I'm still memorizing and I'm almost... Last night was our first run-through for Gypsy for a designer run where you have your lighting designer, your props mistress, your costume designer, everyone... They get to see the show and go, oh, we need this. We need this. What are we missing? Blah, 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 blah. So we did that. And I would say I'm 97% there.
Yeah.
I'm good on lines. Just a couple of songs. I'm like, oop, screwed those lyrics up. But I feel better. I'm starting to feel like, oh, okay, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. The night before, I would have said, just shoot me. Right. I was ready to quit. I was like, this is not going well.
Oh, boy.
Why do I do theater? I'm done. And when I say I'm done, mark my words, no more big roles, ever, ever, ever.
Yeah.
But this is a good challenge, and this is a
We're going to put that right along with the contract about you never directing again.
I'm never directing again, and I'm not allowed to get a perm again. There's a lot of things. There are a lot of things that I've learned. You've got to learn.
Yeah.
Because with age comes wisdom.
Is that what that is?
Yes. Okay. And that's what I've learned in my 60 years, is that it's time to say no. A perm is not a good idea.
Right.
And you can't.
I got a perm once. It was a really bad idea.
Only once?
I've only had one. I have naturally curly hair.
Oh,
so
see, I don't.
I mean, my hairdresser was so terrified when she took the curlers out that she put me immediately. Well, it was, she was doing it at home.
Oh, yeah.
She put me immediately in the shower with
conditioner, trying to tone it.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
I had ridiculous curls. It was just a mess.
Yeah. Yeah. We all learn our lesson.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to open no matter what on the 27th and goes through May 5th. So
wait,
get your
tickets.
It opens
on the 26th.
Or whatever whatever that Friday
next
is.
Next Friday.
Okay. Next Friday.
Right.
I don't sleep well, so it doesn't really matter. We're going to open. I'll be there. So I'm excited.
Well,
though.
I think I told you that I am doing tours for Inspire Tours.
Yes. And you just
and
had
big
one.
I did. I had my first one and it was really good. I had my little note cards, which hopefully I'll be able to wean myself off of at some point. But we picked people up. We picked up 46 people on this huge bus.
That's a lot.
In the Mead area.
Mm-hmm.
And drove them through Spokane, came into Coeur d'Alene, did an hour tour of Coeur d'Alene, did Spokane history on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
Then let them off at the resort to go have lunch and do a little shopping. Then picked them back up again, took them down to Independence Point, did an hour and a half cruise on the lake.
Fun.
Loaded them back up and took them home.
Wow.
It was a 10-hour day.
Crazy.
It was long. So I was so tired, but I had a really good time.
Good.
And everybody was so kind. They told me I did a great job. They really enjoyed it. And that,
so get your
that's
tours.
All that, I know. That's
with Allie at Inspire Tours.
Right. You can sign up for a tour on inspiretours.com, I think.
Yeah. We'll give you more information when we know more.
When we know
She'll
more.
She'll be doing some other tours outside of Coeur d'Alene eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah. So
but we're
cool.
But we're just ramping up the tourist season. And
retired my
I know, right?
Whatever.
I'm not very retired.
You're not very good.
Yeah, the other thing I did was I was a substitute lunch lady.
I know. I love that.
I know. It's so fun. Well, my neighbor across the street, she's one of the big deals in the nutrition program at Post Falls School District.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, we really need lunch lady subs and you need to apply. So I did.
Mm-hmm.
And there were times when I thought, really, is that what I want to do?
Yeah.
But it's, you know, I can always say no, and it's a little extra money, and it's actually, those kids are so stinking cute.
Oh, yeah.
Those little kindergartners coming through
asking
for their lunch. They get either the main choice, or they get the other choice.
The hot lunch, cold lunch?
Yeah. So the main choice is always a hot lunch. And then if they don't like that, they can have a peanut butter thing in a package.
Uh-huh.
And
they're
just funny. And they they have to take a fruit, and they have to take two vegetables and a milk or a juice. And
nice.
It's all, I mean, they really have it dialed in where those kids have to have a certain meet nutritional guidelines.
That's awesome.
But you know what? Those kids come in and they get salads. They pick the salad.
I love it.
I would never have picked
the
salad
been like,
at that age.
Are we not having pizza today?
I know, right?
When spaghetti and cornbread. Cornbread was my favorite.
Oh, really?
With the honey butter.
Oh, right.
I had hot lunch. My mom didn't want to make lunches for us. Four girls. She was like,
my mother made lunch for me.
I know. You had like...
We had cheese and green pepper sandwiches.
I would have traded my sandwiches and go, I can't eat this.
Sometimes I would, just because everybody loved my cheese and green pepper sandwich.
Oh, heartburn.
I know.
That would kill me
right
now.
My mom's weird.
Anyway. Well, good for you. I'm glad you're doing that. So,
yeah.
Awesome.
Well,
yes,
we have Beth Rich in the house.
Yay, Beth
Hi.
Rich. Hello. She is not only a photographer, but a female...
A talented photographer.
Exactly. And a female entrepreneur.
Right.
She has Mix It Up
Home
and Mix It Up
Gifts.
And we're delighted to have you.
Thank you
so much.
It's fun to be here.
Yeah.
Yay,
yeah. This is my favorite store. It's where I get all my presents.
I know. I love
your
shop. Especially the new one. It just feels so good when you walk in there.
Yeah.
They're both on Sherman.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Spaced out a few blocks, but...
We always say two blocks apart, and I always tell our guests who are visiting us from out of town, I said that is two Coeur d'Alene blocks, not two New York City blocks.
Right.
Just right down the street.
It's not that far.
It's not that far.
No. Nope. Yep.
So true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got here.
Yeah, I've been here 10 years. Mm-hmm. I moved into my house 10 years ago on the first day of spring, so I was just celebrated that anniversary, and I can't believe it's been 10 years. I'm forever grateful that it is 10 years. I came here on vacation to play the Floating Green Golf Course. I'm a golfer.
Oh.
And I played my round. And when I finished my round, I walked right back into the clubhouse and I looked at the cute boy behind the counter and I said, okay. I said, I totally get it. I just paid to play your beautiful golf course. And I said, I just paid to stay at your gorgeous hotel. I said, but if I live in this town, I said, can I play this golf course? And they have a very small private membership, even though it's a resort course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I flew back 4 weeks later, found a lot and built a house. And moved here and have been a member at the Coeur d'Alene Resort Golf Course for 10 years.
Oh.
That's amazing.
I don't think I've ever known a real member.
I know.
That's awesome.
I think I have. But
well, you know more people than I do. Well,
Kevin's not a member, but he has friends who are. And so they invite him to golf.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Anyway.
So where are you from originally?
I'm an Ohio girl.
Oh, where?
Ohio girl.
I grew up in southeastern Ohio in a town of 500 people.
Ooh.
My dad was the high school math teacher in a little town. Tiny town, and
my dad's from Ohio, Shelby, Ohio.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, near Mansfield.
I grew up in Hannibal, and when I say that, people go, I know Hannibal, and you go, no, you don't.
No, you don't. That's Hannibal, Missouri.
I know Hannibal, Missouri, right. Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn. I said, you do not know my Hannibal. very, very few people do.
Right.
I went to Ohio University, Athens.
Yep.
And
so did my dad.
When I graduated from college, I won't say the year, but it was a year where... I graduated from college and I just thought you graduated and got a job. And it was one of those years where the economy was such that I graduated magna cum laude from college and I did not have a job.
Right.
And my college roommate and I got in our cars and followed each other and drove to Dallas, Texas, which is where her brother was living at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of done. We were ready to be done with Ohio. And so I've been in sales and marketing my entire career.
Mm-hmm.
So I started in the commercial real estate industry in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And worked there for about 5 years. And then I moved to Breckenridge, Colorado.
Oh, pretty.
I'm a Colorado girl.
See,
I love skiing in Breckenridge.
I was a national sales manager for a ski and ski out resort at the base of Peak 9 in Breckenridge.
Mm.
And I worked there. I thought I was going to be there forever. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I went from, you know, little town, growing up in a little town. And the Dallas was sort of a check the box. I always wanted to live in the big city, you know,
nine
yards. And boy, I tell you, putting pantyhose on and sweating in your car, you know, in your car without air conditioning, going to work.
Yeah.
Like 5 years in, I was like, okay, check.
Done. done.
Yeah. It's not very glamorous.
Right. And when I moved to Breckenridge, I was just like, oh, I'm back to a small, sweet little town. Mm-hmm. I just thought I'd live there forever. And
right.
I was there a year, almost to the day, and one of my clients was a regional sales manager for Pfizer Pharmaceutical, and he hired me away. Mm. And I moved to Denver.
Oh.
Worked for Pfizer Pharmaceuticals for 10 years in Denver.
Yeah.
Met my husband, got married. I was going to say my first husband, but I don't have a second. The original. Got married, raised three kids, and mm-hmm. I was in Colorado for 25 years.
Where'd you live in Colorado?
I was in Highlands Ranch.
Oh my god, I grew up in Littleton.
Yeah, you and me and 100,000 people.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yep. Unincorporated Douglas County. I always kidding.
Yeah.
You know, I lived in a town. I lived in a community of 100,000 people, and if you needed, you called the Douglas County Sheriff. I mean, like it was just like.
Yeah.
A little bit of the Wild, yeah. Wild West right there.
Wow. Yeah, I lived right off at Arapaho Road for mm-hmm. years and years and years. Mm-hmm. Six years.
Arapaho and?
And it was Cherry Knolls. I lived in Cherry Knolls. Yes. So we were before Highlands Ranch. Highland Ranch was like, ooh. We were Cherry Knolls. We were like, we're not quite Highlands Ranch. No. You know, when Highland Ranch got built, we were like, ooh, nice. And then it got big. It got so big.
It's big.
Yeah.
It's big.
And then, you know, I left for college. And then when I came back, I moved back like 20 years ago after I graduated from college, and then I was like, what happened?
Yeah. It's like people, right. I've been gone for 10 years and people ask me, they're like, oh my gosh, do you miss Colorado? And I said, no.
It's so big.
I go back and the traffic and there's nothing about it that I miss.
I love the blue skies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do. And the weather's pretty darn nice.
I have really, really good friends from being there for 25 years.
Right.
I live here, so now they come here to
visit. Yes, exactly.
Right. You never have to twist anybody's arm to come here.
I know.
So true. Yeah. So when I came, I was married when I came here, and mm-hmm. my ex-husband was older than me, so he was retired. And so when we moved here, you know, we sold our house in Denver and bought a house here and
yeah.
we mm-hmm. joined the golf course and we're retired. And I wasn't here long, and I am a photographer. Mm-hmm. When my ex-husband retired, I'd always been in sales. Selling something. Mm-hmm. I always tell everybody that the last job I had where I worked for somebody else, truly, I worked for a little Christian radio station in Denver in sales. And I always say, if you can sell air, you can sell anything. Like people would say, so how many people are listening? And you're like, oh, we have no idea. But you need to buy it anyway. So I sold air, and then I, for all intents and purposes, retired and started my photography business.
Yeah.
And I did a show at the Blackwell Gallery.
Yes.
About 7 years ago, mm-hmm. and the owner of the gallery found out I had 35 years of sales and marketing experience, and he was like,
hey,
don't you want to run this, manage this
you?
Gallery? And
right.
I said, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I said, you can quote me on this. I said, I did not move to Coeur d'Alene to work in retail
Mm-mm.
and work on the weekends. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's my whole life.
Yeah. Right.
Oops.
Yeah. And so through a sequence of events, I did end up taking that job, and I managed the Blackwell Gallery for almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always say a very divine set of circumstances, that gig ended, and the opportunity, Mix It Up had been for sale. I knew it. I was a customer. It was my favorite store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was in there probably a year before I bought it. And mm-hmm. one of the associates said to me, she said, Beth, she said, why don't you buy Mix It Up? And I was like, mark my words, I did not move to Coeur d'Alene. I don't work in retail.
I am not working on the
week. It's like, and she was like, oh, come on. She said, it would be so great. I said, no. So almost a year later, my time at the Blackwell ended, and I sat on a girlfriend's couch, actually in tears. I was divorced by this time. And so mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh, Pam, I said, I don't know what I'm going to do. I didn't have to work. I wanted to work, but it, like, you know, the money from the lunch lady money and the work,
yeah.
you know, it was like, oh, I do want to do something. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh no. I said, I think I might have to go get a job. I said, I might have to go work for Cooney Hill. I love Cooney Hill.
Yeah, yeah.
I volunteer for them, but I didn't want to work for them.
Right.
And she looked at me and she said, Beth, she said, why wouldn't you buy Mix It Up?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, Pam, I said, three reasons.
Ugh.
I said, money.
Yeah.
I said, I was married to Mr. Fiscally Irresponsible. I was married to a man who made a lot of money, spent a lot of money. And
mm-hmm.
when he left town, I was like, I was okay, but no one was going to lend me however much money it was going to cost to buy Mix It Up.
Right.
And again, through a very divine sequence of events, I ended up from the minute I sent Jan Carr, who was the original owner, mm-hmm. Mix It Up, a text, to the day I closed on the business, less than 6 weeks' time.
Wow.
I never called a lawyer. I borrowed 100% of the money on my signature. No one pulled my credit.
Oh, wow.
And so I always tell everybody that, you know, they say when God closes the door, he opens a window. And then the day he closed the door on me at my little Blackwell Gallery, it hit me in the nose and knocked me off the back of my chair, looking at the ceiling, on my girlfriend's couch in tears. Mm-hmm. And the day he opened the window, he did it sort of Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz style. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was standing there and I'm, you know, one shutter goes that way, the other shutter flies down the street. And I was like, oh my God, I'm supposed to buy Mix It Up.
Yeah.
And I was like, it just all happened too. It was just too
so fast.
Too meant to be.
Yeah.
And it's going so well.
But it's really going well.
It is. So 5.5 years, we are right at about 5.5 years, mm-hmm. September of 2018.
For all your screen printing needs, trust the local you can count on. Pyramid Printing has been a Coeur d'Alene favorite for over 2 decades.
Specializing in screen printing, embroidery, signs, banners, and stickers. For all jobs, big and small, just give Eric a call.
Email us at info@pyramidprintingcda.com or give us a call at 208-664-0254.
PyramidPrintingCDA.com.
Add a little flair to your special events with Scraps Barbecue, a great catering choice for your next gathering. Specializing in golf tournaments, sporting events, weddings, and other family friend gatherings, their commercial kitchen can be on site, or you can choose to have a fully catered meal delivered right to you. Known for their authentic Santa Maria style tri-tip and tequila lime fish tacos, they can customize the menu to meet your needs for groups of 20 to 2,500. Contact Kevin at kevin@scrapsbarbecue.com or check them out on Facebook.
Well, not only are you a successful businesswoman, but you're also an amazing photographer. And I feel like that's how I actually met you.
That's how I met Beth.
Yeah. So why don't you talk about your photography?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had always, there's a quote by Henry David Thoreau or Ralph Waldo Emerson, and now I get them mixed up, that says, though we travel the world over to find the beautiful, we must carry it with us or we find it not.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. And I always mm-hmm. felt like photography was the way to do that. Mm-hmm. I am so fortunate because when I was a senior in college, I had an opportunity to go on semester at sea. Mm. And it is exactly what it sounds like. It is a 7-story cruise liner that's been conformed into a floating college. Mm-hmm. I went all the way. This little girl from Hannibal, Ohio, population 500, mm-hmm. sailed all the way around the world my senior year in college.
You semester at mm-hmm. sea? I'm familiar with that.
I was in Japan, Hong Kong, Taiwan, the Philippines, Indonesia, India.
Wow.
We came up through the Suez Canal, Egypt, Greece, but I've stood at the base of the pyramids, and I always say that, you know, when you're standing there, it's like, oh my gosh, you just want to know everything, but mm-hmm. you also, like, the opportunity to capture that and bring it back with me and have those images, I fell in love with photography really on that trip when there was and photographing people and mm-hmm. capturing people and mm-hmm. you know, different cultures in all these countries. Mm-hmm. And so when I moved here and the opportunity came to not have to work for somebody else, I was like, you know what, I came here on a trip where my ex-husband and I went to California and came all the way up the Oregon coast. Mm-hmm. And I took a picture on the Oregon coast, and it was one of those ones that I posted on social media, and I had so many people that were like, Beth, seriously, time for you to do something with your photography.
Right.
And so when I moved here, that's how I ended up doing a show at the Blackwell Gallery. And so my photography was there. Then mm-hmm. I ended up, you know, so of course, if I'm managing and curating that gallery, then guess, you know, I'd have photographers that would come in and say, hey, do you want to put my work up? And I'd be like, no. It's the same thing. It Mixed It Up. I mean, it Mixed It Up home. My photography is in there. And my, mm-hmm. you know, my point to every other photographer in the world is no. I mean, I think mine is good, but no matter how good yours is, mine's the one that's going to be in there.
Yeah. Right? It's your store.
Yeah.
And so, there just have been some amazing doors that have been opened through that photography experience. I love sharing. One of the things I learned really quickly when I moved here is that people wanted pictures of here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I had, you know, I had pictures from like all this, you know, beautiful sunset on the Oregon coast, but people who live here want pictures from here. So
sure.
My first couple of years, I really just immersed myself in kind of figuring out what did I want to take a picture of? Because I have a gorgeous, you know, the sunset from Mineral Ridge where you're sitting on the bench.
Oh,
and
looking, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. And so you got to get yourself in all those places. And
yeah.
So I sell postcards note cards at both stores, Mix It Up mm-hmm. Gift and Mix It Up Home, that are photos from here.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I do the postcards for the Coeur d'Alene Resort.
Oh.
Yeah, those, the pictures of the floating green, uh-huh. the pictures of, you know, there are several different photographs in there that are mine that mm-hmm. are postcards there.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was sitting in the gallery one day, and through the door walks a smaller in stature mm-hmm. gentleman from, mm-hmm. I've later learned what, from China.
Uh-huh.
And he had a little entourage with mm-hmm. him. And he walks in, one person in the little entourage speaks English.
Right.
And he walked in, and my photography was on the wall, and he walked straight over to it. And, you know, now you've got all this little chatter that you don't understand. And
right.
Mm-hmm. Before they left the gallery, the person who could speak English came to me and said that this is Chairman Yang, and he was the chairman of the Photographic Society for the country.
Oh my God.
China.
Wow.
He had been in the United States over at Glacier National Park doing a photo shoot.
Oh.
And they were on their way to Spokane or Seattle to fly back.
Sure.
And they just happened to, they happened to be on Sherman Avenue. They happened to walk in the door. I don't think anything happens by chance, but they happened to walk in the door of the gallery. And there is a photography exhibit in the country of China every year that showcases the top photographers for the entire country of China. Mm-hmm. And every year they invite about a half a dozen photographers from outside the country. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he saw my photography. And when he left and they said, hey, he wants you to, you know, send an email to this person because they want you to come and, you know, show your work in China. I was like,
Sure, I'll do that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And about 4 days later, I get an email from his assistant, and she's like, hey, where are those? You know, like, you need to submit some photographs.
Right.
And they flew me to China.
Wow.
And amazing. My work, yeah. So I had an entire exhibit it's called Photo Beijing, and it's just a,
That's exciting.
It's pretty surreal.
Yeah.
Pretty surreal, yeah.
That's very
And
cool.
What were the photos that you primarily used, the Coeur d'Alene ones?
Mostly Coeur d'Alene. Some Montana. Mm-hmm. But mostly Coeur d'Alene photos, and people over there, they loved it.
Wow.
You know, it was so different than what they experience over there. So.
Oh, that is.
That's mm-hmm. fun.
I know. What an honor.
And it was such a neat opportunity to then photograph their country and their mm-hmm. culture. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, I'll show it to you before we're done today, but mm-hmm. I had my camera with me, so I'm there for a week. They mm-hmm. they picked me up, provided me with a translator, paid for my, everything.
Wow.
And when I came home, I had thousands of pictures on my camera. Mm-hmm. And the very first picture that I took on my camera ended up being the signature picture from the trip. I'll describe it since we're doing a podcast. But right. I'm standing in line to get into Tiananmen Square. I'm with my little college students that are my English translators. Mm-hmm. And it's a cloudy, gloomy day. And in front of me are all these people from China that are all dressed the same. You know, they just like this monotone kind of grayish, you know, blue color. Mm-hmm. And it was almost like the seas parted, and you could see in the distance there was this little girl. She was probably 3 or 4, and she had a little red coat on.
Oh.
And she turned around to look at me, and I got down on the ground and I took a picture of her. And it is just,
that's,
you know,
cool.
it became the signature picture from the trip, and one of my favorite photos I've ever taken.
That's awesome. Yeah. That. Wow.
I had a chance to climb to the top of the Great Wall of China. Mm-hmm. So I always say that this little girl from Hannibal, Ohio has stood at the base of the pyramids
in
college and has climbed to the top of the Great Wall of China.
That's awesome.
In this lifetime. So I feel very, very fortunate.
I almost made it to the top of the wall. but our tour bus was impatient and wouldn't give me the time to get all the way up there. And then coming down, because the steps are so uneven and my legs were sore for days.
Yeah. It is true adrenaline if you ever get a chance. I mean, I look back at pictures I took of going up, and mm-hmm. I'm like, I have no idea how I made it up there.
I know. It was a lot, but it was really, really cool. And if I ever go back to China, I want to go to the top of the wall and walk along the top of the wall.
One of the things that we did is I had a chance, because I had these English translator college students, and they, the Photographic Art Society, the country of China, had given them money to say, where do you want to go?
Oh, fun.
And so I said, I want to photograph. I want to go, but I want to photograph. And so we went to the farthest northwest point that you can climb the wall, because I wanted the fewest number of people. You know, we could have gone closer, but then there's all, you know, everybody's there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so where we went, we took a, you know, we took a train, or a, I can't even remember how we got there, but we, you know, we went someplace that it was a little bit more remote. So I do have a non-photoshopped photo that does not have any people in it on the Great Wall, which is, which is one of my prize.
Oh, yes, I bet it is.
Wow, that's great.
That's awesome. What a wonderful experience.
Very much so.
Yeah, China's an interesting place.
It is. It is. Yeah. And I can tell, I quite honestly, you know, I bought Mix It Up 5.5 years ago, so I haven't done a whole lot of photography in the last five and a half years. Now that we feel like I feel like we've kind of got our feet underneath us with the new store. And so that's one of the things that is high on my bucket list, is to just get back. I love to get into my little yellow Camaro and just driving down the Palouse. And I just, we, the fact that we live that close to the Palouse, or that you
so
can,
pretty.
In 6 hours, you can be in Banff, you know, I mean,
right.
In 2.5 hours, I'm in the Bitterroot Valley in Montana. So we have so much pretty around here.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I always tell everybody, when they say, people will say, oh my gosh, well, you moved here from Colorado. That's a really pretty place. And I go, it is. I said, and in Colorado, I said, I lived really near pretty. Sometimes, you know, it takes you
very brown
for forever to get up
the mountain.
Up the mountains.
Yeah.
I said, now I live at exit 7 on the interstate.
Yeah.
I said, and exit 11 is the, exit 22 is the national forest. I said, so now I live in pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Right.
It's very true.
I used to tell people that I didn't really need to go on vacation because I lived on vacation. Here.
Yeah. We've got mountains and lake. And
I remember when I was a little girl, we used to go to this place. I grew up in Virginia. We used to go to this place. I don't remember the name of it, but you used to be able to go and find these, what they call little tears of angels. And we rode horses. That's all I really remember about that. It was camping with my family, which was always an interesting adventure. But so I would be walking around and thinking to myself, wow, I wonder what it's like to live here all the time. Because it was a vacation for us.
Sure.
And then I moved to Coeur d'Alene and I said, oh, that's what it feels like.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So I think we should mention now your new store.
Let's
talk about that. Make sure everyone gets in there. Mix It Up Home.
Well, and, you know, this is, you know, an art cast. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I managed and curated an art gallery. I walked away from that. I will say that when I bought Mix It Up, one of the first things I did is I said, we are participating in Art Walk.
Yes. Right.
And
which
I always, my caveat was always, Mix It Up is a gift store. It's not an art gallery.
Mm-hmm.
But we dedicated a back wall, and we curated local artists, and we had live music, and we had champagne, you know, and so we participated in an art walk from the minute I got to bought Mix It Up.
Right.
And when the opportunity came up to do a home store two Coeur d'Alene blocks closer to the resort, you know, it truly was the result of a little bit of outside the box thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So Pepper Smock is my landlord. You know, Pepper owns the building and owns all three Windermere franchises here in town, and is a good friend of Stephen Shortridge.
Yeah.
2 years ago, I did not know Pepper Smock. I had a great relationship with Stephen Shortridge because I represented, when the Painter's Chair closed, I had just started working at the Blackwell Gallery. And so some of Steve's work
was
came
there.
Down to the Blackwell.
Right.
So,
right.
So I sold Steve's work for 2 years and then I bought Mix It Up. But Steve and I stayed good friends. And so, truly, what we have created in that home store is 3,000 square feet of home. I call it a lifestyle home store.
Mm-hmm.
We put a 300 square foot Stephen Shortridge Fine Art Gallery inside our home store.
Yeah.
And what we did is, again, thinking outside the box, the walls on that gallery are floating walls. They are attached to the ceiling, not the floor.
Oh.
So we have the opportunity. I always say, you know, 2 hours, 8 men, and the saw's on. I don't have walls.
If
you needed to move a wall, or they literally, we put the flooring down, and then we tilted the walls up.
Uh-huh.
And the goal there was, you know, there's all these art immersion experiences, the Monet and different things. And so the thought was that you could create almost like a little bit of a gallery immersion experience where you walked in on one end and you had mostly original artwork on the left, fine art prints on the right, and you kind of had one little entrance on the side, and you sort of like walked all the way through it.
Right. Right.
And that vision came to reality. And then we did partner with Pepper Smock, and we have a kind of a nice little, we have a 72-inch fireplace in the back and just a little sitting area where we have one of their top agents on property on any given day.
Oh, cool.
So it is a combination of home art, and we always kid around with people when we get to the back store. I'm like, hey, if you need to buy a home, we'll sell you a home.
Yeah, right.
We have that too.
We've got it all.
So now mix it up. Home with the Stephen Shortridge Fine Art Gallery is we participate in Art Walk because we actually have an official gallery in there.
Right.
And so from the minute we opened a year ago, this last Friday, so we opened at with Art Walk because we have an art gallery. So it is perfect.
And yeah.
I call it a lifestyle home store. I have often been quoted as saying that I can't be a furniture store. I can sell you furniture, but I always say with two double doors wide open in the middle of a busy summer day, I can't afford to hear a couple walk by and have a husband say to his wife, seriously, honey, we're on vacation. We're not going in a furniture store.
Right.
Now, when you come in, I will sell you a sofa.
Right.
I will sell you a rug, and I'll sell you a piece of fine art for your wall.
Right.
But we need to get you in first.
Yeah.
And so, quite honestly, we took everything that was home down at the gift store with the table linens, the Lazy Susans, the wall art. We added bar carts and hand-painted martini glasses and and beautiful rugs and all things. So we're pretty excited about it.
Where do you go to market? Where do you get most of your?
Yeah, so I feel like the key to the success of both Mix It Up and Mix It Up Home, Mix Up Giffen and Home, first of all, the big key to our success is their customer service. It's my associates. Yep. It's like, this is not a one-man show. I mean, I sit here, but there are 14 other people behind me that do all
I'm
that.
I'm always greeted by name when I
absolutely.
Walk in there.
Allie,
absolutely. So
I mean,
good
that is,
to
that
see
is,
you.
We hang our hat on our customer service.
Yeah, they're excellent.
But we also work, I do all the buying for both stores, and I also work really, really hard to have things that you didn't see someplace else.
Yes. Right?
So even if you're visiting from Scottsdale or Austin or, you know, Atlanta, I don't care where you live. If you come and you're in Mix It Up, you know, what I want to hear is, oh my gosh,
we've never seen this before.
Right. Yep. Anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so I start my year in Dallas at the Dallas market, and then I go straight to Atlanta and I do all 10 days in Atlanta. I come back for a short period of time, and then I do two shows in New York. I go to Chicago. I'll go to San Francisco. And then in the summertime, I kind of circle right back around to back to Dallas, back to Atlanta. Because we're in the furniture business now, I will do High Point, North Carolina. 11 million square feet of showroom space.
I know. I used to have a client that would show at High Point every year. I would do her postcards in advance and ads.
I actually worked at a furniture store for a year.
You did?
I was in their accounts payable in Portland. At one of the fine furniture stores, and I always heard the designers talk about High Point, and so I would love to go.
I worked in Bloomingdale's restaurant, but I did have to walk through the furniture department to get there.
That's cool too.
Yeah. So it is. It's an expense to go.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of small business retailers can't afford to go.
Sure. Right.
Because you know you got to fly, you got to pay for your hotel. It's expensive to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's worth the investment to make it so that we have the unique, and we have some amazing things coming in this year.
Yay!
Yeah, we're actually getting ready in a couple of weeks. We haven't made it public yet, but we have curated I'm going to call it a nostalgic Coeur d'Alene collectible art piece.
Ooh.
It's an art collection. There's more than one piece.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the book Steal Like an Artist?
No.
Yeah, it's just a tiny little book. And the concept behind it is all of art is inspiration. Like Monet was inspired by something else. So if you look at Monet's paintings and you paint like him, you basically are stealing like an artist because you're being inspired by whether it's nature or anything like that. And I was in Atlanta at one of my favorite stores in Atlanta, and I was standing at the counter and I looked behind the counter, and on the wall was a similar installation that is very specific to the Atlanta metropolitan area. And I came home and I was like, I called an artist that I know well here in town, and I said, I have an idea. And I said, and we're gonna do this project. So we are launching that project on the first Friday in May.
Oh,
so
fun.
It will be up for Art Walk in May.
Great.
We're gonna do a VIP event, and then we'll splash it out. We're kind of trying to keep, because we don't have it all done quite yet, but it is very nostalgic.
We're VIPs.
Yes. You guys are on my list.
Oh, good.
My list.
Yay.
So it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Because I've always, at the gift store, I always kind of shied away from doing too much Coeur d'Alene because I didn't want to be a souvenir shop.
Right. Yeah.
And now we have, the more I shop, the more I see, the more I find. We just created an entire Coeur d'Alene section in the gift store. Mm-hmm. And we just got our license to sell wine by the bottle, and we just partnered
nice.
With Coeur d'Alene sellers.
That's like, great.
Duh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why
not?
That makes so much sense.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But I, you know, we have a beautiful Coeur d'Alene pillow. We have, you know, we did that bench in mm-hmm. the store.
Yeah.
So just some different really unique things that aren't too tchotchke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
A little bit more on that. I'm not like looking to be super expensive. I just am looking to be unique.
The Ovation Company, in partnership with the Chalkboard Agency, is committed to improving the climate and culture of our schools. The number one indicator for student success is connectedness, feeling like you are part of something. Nothing helps connect people like a good story. After all, isn't a podcast a way to share and collect stories? The Chalkboard Agency's mission is to connect the world of education through the stories that bond us all. To find out more, visit thechalkboardagency.com. And if you have a story to tell that you believe would help young people to be kinder to one another, reach out to the Chalkboard Agency and let us connect you to the world.
Greetings, listeners of the Allie and Callie Artcast podcast. This is Jason from Tubbs Coffee Roasters. Keeping art alive and culture relevant is the heart and soul of our community of creatives. And as a local coffee roaster who loves a good origin story of a painter or a farmer or a musician, we proudly support the Allie and Callie's Artcast podcast's expansion and exploration through positive conversation. So grab a cup of coffee, preferably one from Tubbs Coffee Roasters. And tune in, humans. Your ears will thank you.
Well, Beth, do you have any other exciting things coming up? Because I'm feeling like you always are.
You've got 10 steps ahead of us.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we have, you know, it's interesting. We have our entire year already booked with, you know, we participate in every event that happens. Mm-hmm. And so all of our music is booked for the year.
That's
great. Our hospitality hosts are booked. We have artists coming in. One of the things that we did at the gift store is when we put that Coeur d'Alene section in, we sort of lost our art wall. And so one of the things that we have done is we have started partnering with some of our national brands and showcasing the artistic element of some of our national brands. For example, we sell quilling cards, and the woman who owns the quilling card company is Vietnamese. She employs 1,000 women in the country of Vietnam making quilling cards, and Hong is coming out in September, and she will sit on the street in front of Mix It Up and she will teach people how to quill.
That's so cool.
So
she did that once before.
She did.
Too,
she came last September, and she and her husband fell in love with Coeur d'Alene.
Oh,
they were like,
cool.
Can we come back?
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so we're always looking to do something just different than what everybody else is doing. You know, our mixture candles, if you've ever been in Mix It Up, you can't walk in until you've walked past that table of those little clear votive candles.
I have many of them. I love them.
Yeah, and, you know, we sell more of those candles than any retailer in the United States of America.
Wow.
And two summers, I went to the owner of that company and I said, Dan, I said, I want you to pour a candle that smells like here, the Inland Northwest.
Oh.
I said, I want to name it and I want to be the only place that sells it. And he wisely said yes, yes, and yes. And so Heavenly Coeur d'Alene is a combination of Siberian fir and charred oak. And it smells like here that we named it, and we're the only place that you can buy it. It's just a great little,
That's awesome.
It's a great hostess gift. It's a great memento from being here. They poured a big 6-wick candle with our real estate agents used for gifts. And so
really nice.
Again, and Dan and his daughter who own the company, they'll be out this summer for an art walk event.
Right.
We're always trying to do something different.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I didn't
know
that.
I do want to mention that several of the authors that we have featured on our podcast, Beth has their books in her stores. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Ray Dean Owens and Stephen Shortridge.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we love doing that. We love partnering with local. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I always tell everybody that, you know, in the summer, you know, I will take our tourist money all day long, but it is our community that is, I would be nothing if it weren't for this community. It's the reason why we give back so much to our community is because they have supported me from the day I bought that store until this minute as I sit here right now, and we would be nothing without them.
Right. Well, I love it when people are community minded, and I always love talking to people who use a little ingenuity and creativity in managing their business, no matter what it is.
And I think it's just successful.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's just another example of how the creative process isn't just in a painting or a sculpture. Mm-hmm. It is something that we do in everyday lives.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Creating beautiful stores.
Yeah. Right.
With beautiful things in it.
Like beautiful photography.
That you want to buy.
That's right.
Go to Mix It Up. Mix up gifts. Mix it up home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it's great.
Yeah. Well, we love having you here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being part of our little podcast.
That's right. We're excited to all the events you've got coming up. Mm-hmm. And
we host about 70 plus events at Mix It Up Gift a year.
Wow.
I know. That's...
Which is...
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yep. Well, you've got a great team.
I do.
You do.
And Janie, our co-producer, is on the team now.
Yes.
We're going to go and bug her.
Yeah. She has...
Janie is joining our Mix It Up Home team. This coming Friday is her first day.
Yay.
We're so excited.
I know. That's very cool.
Trust me, we've had our eye on her for a couple of years.
I know. She's got the money know-how and the design. She's been doing it for years. Retail. Yeah.
And customer service.
Yeah, all of it.
And that personality. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We always say at Mix It Up that we hire for kind. Mm-hmm. And it is the thing, you know, it is, again, that's we hang our hat on our customer service and the way everybody gets treated when they come in the store.
Well, it shows because you are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Clearly well done. You're doing well.
Thank you so much again. Yes.
Thanks.
Well,
I'm Allie.
And I'm Callie. And whatever you do today, make sure it's creative.
The Allie and Callie ArtCast is sponsored in part by Tubbs Coffee Roasters, globally sourced, locally roasted coffee. Scraps Barbecue, a locally owned catering company. The Ovation Company, standing for what is right and good. And Pyramid Printing, a Coeur d'Alene favorite for over two decades.